2638 Mill Road at the Education Center. This is a meeting of the Board of Education in public for the purpose of conducting the school district's business and is not considered a public community meeting. Roll call, please.
Mrs. Brown?
Yes.
Mr. Dawson?
Yes.
Mrs. Mack?
Yes.
Mr. Ziegler?
Yes.
Mr. Jansen?
Yes. Please turn to the Pledge of Allegiance.
Of the United States of America, and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Item C, approval of agenda addendum items. Mr. Bowles, or excuse me, motion, please.
So moved.
Second.
Mr. Bowles?
I have that, sir.
Can you call, please?
Mrs. Bernard?
Yes.
Mr. Dawson?
Yes.
Mrs. Mack?
Yes.
Mr. Ziegler?
Yes.
Mr. Jansen?
Yes. Motion carries 5-0. Item D, primary purpose we're here tonight, student recognition. We have a lot of extremely accomplished students here that have done a great job over the past year. We have national merit semifinalists, commended scholars, and our 2015 chemistry Olympiad participant, Mr. Krebles.
It is my pleasure to introduce Assistant Principal of High School, Mrs. Susan Welch. She was going to introduce the students and talk a little bit about the process and what brought these ladies and gentlemen to us today. So, welcome.
And congratulations. Thank you for inviting us tonight. It's a pleasure to be here to celebrate the accomplishments of a very fine group of 13 students who I will give you a few little statistics about. They have qualified as national merit commended and semifinalists by participating in an exam in the fall of junior year, the PSAT, which is the preliminary SAT. And in the junior year, 1.5 million students across the country take this exam. And from this exam, 50,000 students are named as potential scholarship recipients. Of those 50,000 students, 34,000 become commended scholars. And tonight, we have 11 commended scholars right here in this room. And that is an incredible accomplishment in and of itself. Of those 13 students, 3 of those students became part of 15,000 students across the nation. Again, out of that 1.5 million. And those 15,000 students, of which we have 3 here this evening, are going to be vying for one of 7,400 scholarships coming up. They are making out the applications now. I see them in and out of the guidance office frequently. And those 7,400 scholarships could total in excess of $34 million. So they're not chump change. They are very hardy scholarships. So I can tell you that I don't have the exact statistic with me, but I'm going to find out that I know that Brecksville Rocky Heights, at well over 50 years out of the 61 years that this competition has been going on, have had students qualify. So 58. Well, this is the 58th year. Thank you. Okay. I knew it was over 50. So we take great pride in congratulating the students, their families for the incredible support and encouragement of reading and all of the different things you've done to help these students mature into the fine young academicians that they are. And we also want to thank their teachers from all of their grade levels for how they inspired them to become lifelong learners. The administration and all of the staff that have gone into helping these young people become the best that they could be. They truly love learning. So at this time, I would like to call up to the front our National Merit semifinalists.
Before we do that, the board members are going to present you with congratulatory gifts, certainly a certificate. Some other things we have for you, flash drive. There's a pin that you will receive tonight from our board president. It's an excellence pin. Those pins are given out only to individuals who come to this boardroom who have earned a status such as this, or they participated in an extracurricular activity and received national status, or brought some sort of accolade back to the school district. There are adults who have received these pins as well as students, so we're hopeful that when you do receive the pin, that you wear it. And when people ask you why, it's because you've done something excellent. You've brought not only an important accolade to yourself, but you've contributed to the success and the hallmark of our school system, which is academic pursuits. And so we're going to give you those tonight. You're also going to get something the kids kind of like, and that gives a gift card.
Kaylee Antonelli.
alles Deutsch.
Honor, so welcome, and for our next little.
starts in March. It's called the Chemistry Olympiad Competition. And for the last 2 years, Megan has competed in this competition. And in the United States, it starts with more than 10,000 students, and it funnels down through a series of competitions to the top 20 in the United States. The last 2 years, Megan has been in that group of the top 20 students in the United States. And as a result, for 2 summers, she has spent 2 weeks at the Air Force Academy in Colorado Springs doing nothing else but studying chemistry for 18 hours. that's what we're here for tonight, in addition to recognizing our National Merit Scholars, which is also very exciting. But Megan, for the last 2 years, has been a top 20 in the U.S. for chemistry.
To have the opportunity to work with your children and to be a part of their lives.
as per Board Policy 0166, Item A. May I have a motion, please?
So moved.
Second.
Roll call, please.
Mrs. Barnhouse?
Yes.
Mr. Dawson?
Yes.
Mrs. Mack?
Yes.
Mr. Baylor?
Yes.
Mr. Jansen?
Yes. Motion passes 5-0. We will not be in executive session. There will be no more public business conducted this evening.